In this video, we are going to talk about how churches can encourage Give It Forward participation. Christian Leaders Institute offers free access training, but that does not mean the mission is cost-free. Someone gives, someone prays, someone supports, someone builds. Someone maintains the systems. Someone helps make the training available to students around the world. That is where Give It Forward participation comes in. Give It Forward is not a pressure tactic. It is not a tuition bill hidden under a different name. It is not a paywall. It is an invitation to gratitude-based generosity. The idea is simple. Because others gave before me, I have access to training today. As God provides, I can now help others receive access tomorrow. Pastors can explain this beautifully in the local church. A pastor might say, Christian Leaders Institute makes training accessible through donations. You can begin without tuition being the first barrier. As you are blessed, pray about helping others receive the same opportunity. That kind of language is warm, honest, and non-pressuring. It protects the student from shame. It protects the mission from entitlement, and it teaches stewardship. A healthy church does not want students to think this costs nothing, so it must not matter. A healthy church also does not want students to think, unless I can pay, I do not belong. The Give It Forward model holds both truths together. Training is accessible, and the mission is valuable. This is especially important for pastors introducing CLI to their churches. If a church uses CLI courses for leadership development, small groups, ministry training, chaplaincy preparation, officiant training, life coach ministry, or micro church planting, the church can also cultivate a culture of support. That support may look different for different people. Some students may give financially, some may pray, some may volunteer, some may tell others. Some may purchase recognition resources or ministry materials. Some churches may choose to support CLI as part of their mission giving. The important thing is that generosity flows from gratitude, not guilt. In 2 Corinthians 9:7, Paul says that God loves a cheerful giver, that spirit matters. Give It Forward participation should never feel manipulative. It should feel like joining a mission. Pastors can help students understand that Christian leadership multiplication takes shared sacrifice. If we want more trained officiants, chaplains, life coach ministers, elders, deacons, microchurch leaders, and ministers, we need a sustainable ecosystem. So invite people clearly. Explain the model honestly. Celebrate the opportunity. Encourage generosity without pressure. And remind students that they are not just receiving training, they are becoming part of a movement to multiply Christian leaders around the world.